And I've got Julia Martini. What's all about Fringe World? The program is coming up. What's going on?
Yes, it's going to be a really packed year. I think we're nearly at about 500 shows over the month. And that's
500?
500 at nearly 100 venues throughout Perth. So that's just going to be
phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Huge.
You've got a
very
big job. You got a big job.
I've got some work to do.
Yeah. So when does it start?
So we're starting on Friday the 14th of January, running to the 13th of Feb. Yes, that's going to be pretty much every day throughout. There's going to be shows on.
From what time till what time?
Oh, gosh. Morning shows, family shows, kids shows, especially Excellent. During school holidays, and then a lot of night shows, a lot of fun.
All right. So what sort of things are on offer at Fringe World 22?
Yeah, we have such a wild variety of genres and events. Some picks, though, I'd say. We have Dane Simpson's coming over from Wagga Wagga.
Okay.
With his new show, Dane Simpson Didgeridoozy.
Didgeridoozy.
Didgeridoozy, yeah.
Have you seen parts of it before? Or
I've
like
not
that?
Seen this one. This is a new one to Fringe World. But okay. He was at the 2019 festival we had here as part of the duo Aboriginal. And that just sold out straight away. Rave reviews. They planned to come back last year, but with the COVID lockdowns and borders, they didn't.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Very excited to have him back. So that's going to be in the Pleasure Garden, I think, in February.
Okay.
And we also got, I think, well-known to Noongar Radio, we have Fabian Woods.
Okay.
Yeah. From Marmon's on the mic. Uh-huh. So he's going to be at the Rekabite and at the Kalamunda Hotel.
Okay.
With his show Always Woods, Always Will Be.
Yeah.
So that's his new stand-up hour. He won the Deadly Funny Award at Melbourne Comedy Fest in 2019. So
Yeah. I tried Deadly Funny, but I'm not funny. Okay, so how important is a festival like this to the industry, the arts industry itself here in Perth?
Yeah, I think it's really important. If you didn't know, Fringe World's an open access festival, which means that we don't program all the shows. Just if you want to register, you can get involved. So I think it's a really good platform for letting everyone be able to produce art and have a go at producing a show or being in a show and performing. So it's creating that really accessible platform for artists and also for venues to get involved and diversify what they do throughout the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the number of First Nations performances, is it large or not?
I think it's in terms of shows that are specifically about, you know, headline First Nations artists like Dane Simpson.
Yeah.
Not a huge amount. However, what we're finding is a lot of First Nations performers within cabaret and variety acts.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So nobody actually standing out in front, like
standing out in front within those shows.
Yeah.
But just rather than having specific First Nations shows, having a wider footprint at the festival throughout all different shows and genres.
Okay, so what else is happening?
What else? Oh, gosh, so much. It's so hard.
Beer Act concert, right?
Yes, we have the Beer Act concert. That's going to be the 26th of Jan. We also have a show that's going to be at the Ellington Jazz Club just near here called BIPOC City, Unity Among Diversity. And that's a full Black Indigenous People of Colour show produced and performed.
So did you bring a program in?
No, we don't have programs anymore.
Wow.
I know. So this is what we moved to last year, given COVID and just trying to reduce our environmental footprint.
Yeah.
What we now have is our website, and we also now have our Fringe World app.
Oh, you've got a Fringe World app.
We have an app.
You've moved into the app space.
The app space. Yeah, a lot of work on that app, which we think just makes it a bit easier and also COVID-friendly for...
So you've got an app. Does that mean people can buy tickets on the app?
It means people can buy tickets on the app.
Oh.
It means people can buy tickets on the website.
Where do they get the app from?
Just the Apple or the Google App Stores. You just have to search for Fringe World, or you can just head to fringeworld.com.au.
All right, so most of the program's already, or all of the program is already up on the website?
Well, so we had we have our program launch already out, so that's probably the largest amount of the program, being we're at 500 shows already.
Yeah.
But it is still coming.
Really?
It is still coming. We had, I think just this week alone, we've had about 10 to 15 new shows added.
Oh, good grief.
Because we're just registering them as soon as possible. And I know we also have some coming up, not to be announced yet, but we have some more First Nations and Noongar shows coming, so that's going to be a lovely
okay.
addition.
So any sold out already?
A couple smaller.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the lower capacity shows, but
right.
Yeah.
So what's the biggest stage you've got? Like how much capacity in one show?
So if in one of our temporary venues, the biggest one we have is a 540 capacity Spiegel tent.
That's pretty big.
But we also have the Regal Theatre is doing some shows this year, including Rove McManus, and that's 1,100. So massive. We got some tiny little venues too, where you have a 8-person show.
Oh wow!
Little intimate immersive thing. So
yeah, well the Ellington's not that big either.
Oh, the Ellington's tiny. Yeah.
All right. Anything else you can tell us about what's going on?
Oh, God. Well, something fun. We just have so many hubs and venues involved this year. We have the new Royal Theatre, which is at the old IMAX.
Oh, right.
In Northbridge, we've got State Theatre Centre involved again, the Rekabite involved again, Subiaco. We're stretching from Joondal up to about, oh gosh, past Fremantle at the moment, down to Coburn.
Oh, wow.
Kalamunda, got a big line.
Oh, so the whole of Perth's involved, really.
Exactly. So I think the most exciting thing is just that it spans so much of the city and of the Perth metro area and brings fringe to all of us.
You must have an awful lot of work to do.
I have a lot of work to do.
Not finished yet.
Nah, no. Plenty to go, but loving
well,
it.
Maybe you can come in again, but just before it starts and remind everybody that it's on.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Let them know which ones they can get into there's any tickets left.
Yeah, what's still available.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on Noongar Radio this morning, Julia. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.